Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk to Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Teresa McFarlane with Ron Coleman Mining to the podcast. Teresa, welcome. Tell me a little bit about what y'all do.
Okay. Thank you for having me. We look forward to the opportunity to visit with you today. Ron Coleman Mining is a commercial quartz mining operation. We're located in Jesseville. We also have a public digging area, zip line, crystal mine tours. We offer birthday parties for children. We offer group rates for schools, churches, gemological groups, rock hounding groups, and we have an on-site, very expansive gift shop and a campground.
So, you know, obviously you mentioned the commercial mining first. I mean, that's what it seems like y'all have been doing forever. I mean, as long as I can think back, I've heard of Ron Coleman Mining. So, you know, what kind of you know, stuff do y'all do with that? I mean, do you sell locally? I know you've got the store over here, but, you know, is it just a regional that y'all sell your stuff? Or tell me a little bit about the commercial side of it.
Right. No, we sell internationally. Ron Coleman has a store in Tucson, Arizona that's open during the Tucson Gem and Minerals Show. We also have a store in Quartzsite, Arizona that's open during the Quartzsite Gem and Minerals Show. We have an online shop that we sell our locally dug crystal clusters and points all over the world. I recently shipped something to Belgium.
Oh, wow.
So we are known internationally for our quartz. It's known to be very, very clear compared to other quartz veins. And so we're very sought after, and I don't know if you know, but we have a 8-foot cluster that was mined at Ron Coleman at the Smithsonian National History Museum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So how long have y'all been around? Because like I said, it seems like forever that, you know, I've heard of Ron Coleman Mining.
Right. The mine has been active since the 1900s. And it's had a lot of reiterations. We're a fifth generation family that mines that area. And Ron Coleman actually bought the mine back from the German government because it was leased for a while by them in 1989, I believe. And then Kevin and Kathy Coleman bought the mine from Ron in 2014, 2015-ish. Mm-hmm. But for a long time, we were only a commercial mine.
Yeah. So when did you open up to the public to where they could come in and do the mining?
I believe it was around 1999.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know that y'all have all sorts of groups that come out. You mentioned church groups. I know I've seen several school buses heading out that direction for different things. And what is the draw of the public space for people? Because, you know, it's kind of like people who go to Murfreesboro to dig for diamonds. If they don't, you know, aren't into it, it's just like you're going and digging in the dirt for a few hours.
Right. Well, we do have other activities, and we are the only mine that offers other activities. But persons that are interested in anybody, this is my theory, anyone that likes gardening is going to love digging crystals. Truly, you like getting in the dirt. You like finding treasures, and we actually have people that come stay with us for months that dig crystals, and then they go on the road and sell them. So there's a lot of reasons. There are people that like them for personal use. I have crystals all over my house. I grew up loving crystals. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the Perrin area, and we had crystals on our family land, and it's something that has always fascinated me, and there are surprisingly a lot of people that come internationally to dig their own crystals. I think it was like in January we had a family from South Africa.
Oh, wow.
So it's a passion. It's the thrill of the hunt. It's an exciting thing when you find a crystal.
Right. And, you know, what is the draw of quartz, you know, to begin with? Because it's not like diamonds. Diamonds, everybody knows. Everybody knows that they're worth a lot of money, you know, even no matter how small. But quartz, you know, it, number one, it doesn't cost nearly as much. And number two, it seems to be, you're not necessarily finding the small, you know, pieces. It's usually larger pieces that, at least what I have seen.
Well, we do have what are called jewelry points, and they're very small. They can be a half inch long or up to, you know, or even longer. And people like to find them. We have people that come to, they like to make jewelry, wire wrapping, that kind of thing. But it's a rock hounding passion. That's really what it is. And aesthetically, and you know, there are people that have beautiful large crystals in their home on display. There are people that love the energy of crystals. If you have a metaphysical belief, the power of crystals is very important to you. And like healed crystals, they are self-healed. People will use them because they believe that if the crystal can heal itself, it can also heal you. So there's a big draw towards crystals.
Yeah. You've mentioned rock hounding a couple of times. What exactly is that?
There are people that will travel the country to dig different kinds of rocks. In Arkansas, people will come here to dig crystals. You mentioned the diamond mine. People will come to dig diamonds. We have wavolite. We have novaculite. We have a lot of minerals here. But, yeah, people will take a tour of the country and go to different mines or different digging areas to dig stones. They collect. It's a collecting thing. It's like someone that likes to collect cards. There are people that love to collect stones.
Yeah. So when it comes to the people who come out there, does it seem to be a lot of the same people? Do you have a decent turnover? I mean, do they seem to be mostly local, or do you have a lot of people from out of town that show up?
We actually have a lot of people from out of town that show up. We do have what we have regulars. We have mm-hmm. people that come every year. I can think of three people that come every year, and they stay from March until June, and they dig crystals. Wow. You know, but definitely people come from all over. I find that a lot of times people will say, you know, like you did, I've heard about Ron Coleman mining, but I haven't come out there. You know, that's we hear that a lot, and that's our goal. If someone will come out there, they will find out how magical it is. And again, if you're not into getting dirty, we have a crystal mine tour where you just take a truck, you know, through the mining area down to the commercial mine, and then you get to see the back activities that only employees see, like the cleaning crystals, sorting crystals, grading crystals, that kind of thing, which is fun. And we also have a fantastic fine minerals gallery, and it has very significant pieces of rock specimens, minerals, crystals that were hand selected by Kathy Coleman because of the beauty of them.
Yeah. You mentioned the tour. You know, when people think about touring a mine, you know, they think about going down underground, you know, getting in a hole, it's dark, it's kind of musty smelling, but this isn't that.
No, this is open pit mining, and you're right. A lot of people do think that, but no, it's open pit. Actually, if you come to the mine and you walk out, we have a rock porch that's raw stones from all over the world. If you walk through that and you walk outside, you can look out over the mine and view it, and there's no charge to do that.
Right. And how big an area do y'all encompass? Because I know the mine is extremely large.
Yeah, 40 acres.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, our digging area, our public digging area, is 4 acres. And what we do is the miners will haul up, it's mud mixed with crystals, in up to the public digging area and in a dump truck and dump it. And people will go through it. And if we have what's a fresh dirt log on our website, and it'll tell you the last time that we dumped dirt. But something that we do that a lot of other places don't do is after the mine closes for the day, a lot of the times the miners will go up and turn the dirt. So what was on top today will be on bottom tomorrow. And that way, even though it's not just brought up from the mine, it's still fresh because no one has gone through it. We're very, very, we understand that people travel, like I said, mm-hmm. from all over the world. We want them to have a wonderful experience, and we're very cognizant of bringing up fresh material regularly and making sure that people have an excellent experience. We want them to find a lot of crystals,
right.
And they pay their fee, and then they take home everything they find. There's no additional fee. You just take it with you.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
So when somebody comes out to go to the public area and do the mining, what do they need? What do they take? Is there anything that they should be cognizant of? And, you know, do they need to bring a shovel and a pick? I mean, what?
Yeah, well, they do need to bring like a small hand shovel, a weeding tool, and gloves, because those crystals will cut you. Now, we have a lot of people that travel, and they don't want to bring anything with them. So we sell those tools in our gift shop. We also have gift shop staff that before they go outside to start digging, they get instructions. They're told what to look for, you know, how to dig, where to start, where to go, that whole thing. And we also have a staff member that's in the digging area all day long on a cart driving around answering people's questions. If they need help, they don't feel like they're being successful enough, just flag that cart driver down and they'll come and help you.
Yeah. You know, whenever you're talking about doing anything outside this time of year, you know, especially as we're getting further into the summer, when it comes to the heat and everything, you're always concerned about people getting too hot out there. What kinds of things do y'all have to kind of help combat that? And, you know, what do you tell people to look for themselves as they're out there, you know, in the heat and looking for these crystals?
Well, people are welcome to bring umbrellas or canopies, definitely. And either bring an ice chest full of water and drinks, or again, the cart driver. Our cart driver has water and drinks and snacks that they can purchase. And definitely sunscreen. We do sell, or they should bring, what are the froggies, you know, that, you know, they wet it and keep it on them. Also, you know, wear a hat. Basically, what you would do if you go to the beach, other than the fact you're not going to be getting into water,
right.
That's what you need to have, lots of sunscreen and that kind of thing. Then, of course, they're always welcome to come into the gift shop to cool off. And if they're having issues, they need to flag down the cart driver, and the cart driver will, you know, like drive, take them back to their car or anything they need.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, when somebody goes out to do mining on their own, is it, you know, you come in, you pay X number of dollars, and you can do it all day until you close, or is it kind of hourly? How does that work?
Where they pay and they can dig from right now, our current time is 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. They get a bracelet and they can come and go as they please. We do have a food truck on site, so if they don't want to leave, and a lot of people don't because they're having so much fun, they can just get the food from the food truck. Otherwise, they can leave the property, go out to eat, and come back and, you know, and keep digging, definitely.
Okay.
And we have what's called an ultimate pass. That's the crystal mine tour, digging, and zip lining for the whole day. And so they can take a break from digging and go zip line, or they can take a break from digging and go do the crystal mine tour.
Okay. And let's talk about the zip lining, because that's one of the newest things that y'all have got
mm-hmm.
out there.
Mm-hmm.
And while I know that a lot of adults are into that, that's something that kids really love.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that. What does What does it consist of? How long is the line, and what all kinds of things do you get to see while you're out there?
Well, it's a quarter mile zip line, and it goes from the top platform, which is by the gift shop, all the way to the bottom platform, which is across the mine. So that's what they're going to see. They're going to see a bird's eye view of the mine, the digging area, and the mountains and trees that surround us. All of our zippers have to take, have to take a certification. They're very serious about their instructions and what they do. And, I mean, we had someone that had it on his bucket list. He was 90 years old, and we've had a great-grandmother and granddaughter that have ziplined together. So you'd be surprised how many people that are older love that zipline, too. Now, right. My niece and her friend came out, and they zipped 25 times that day.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, you can zip from open to close, and there are people that do it. That's what they love to do.
Yeah. And, you know, I know that body weight and all, you know, determines how fast you go. But
right.
About how long does it take the average person to do the zipline?
It's seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, it's seconds. Maybe, you know, 30 seconds to 45. The smaller children, sometimes they have to wear a weight vest to make it, you know, all the way to the end. But, our people are great about using the pole and bringing them in. And we love it.
Yeah.
I want to talk about our gift shop a little bit.
That's,
if you
that's
don't
where I was
mind.
About to go.
Yes, we just expanded our gift shop. And so we have home decor games like dominoes, chess sets. We also have jewelry. We have lamps. Anything stone we have pretty much. We have, as I mentioned before, our back porch, which is raw stones. So people that like to make jewelry, carve, that kind of thing, they can buy raw stones from us. And it's excellent. It's fun to go look at those stones. My husband is a jeweler, and he loves to go look at those stones.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even for those people who don't necessarily want to get out and get dirty or hot and sweaty, they can still come, enjoy the day, browse the gift shop, and still walk home with a crystal or two if they want.
Oh, yeah. Of course. You know we sell our crystals in our gift shop. Definitely. Yes. And you can be sure if you come to the mine and you go to our public digging area and you actually dig, you are going to find something to take home.
Yeah. Is there anything else that we didn't talk about that y'all do or that, you know, people might be interested in that they don't necessarily know about?
Well, I did mention our campground. I think it's a very nice campground. In 2021 and 2022, we completely remodeled the interior of the bathhouse and the laundromat. We've replaced all of our electrical and water. We've added two tiny homes. And so a lot of people that want to visit the area like to stay at our place because it's pet friendly and very family friendly. And that's something that I didn't mention about our digging area. We are a pet friendly digging area.
Okay.
So as long as your pets are leashed and under your control at all times, well socialized, they can come with you. Dogs that bark a lot, lunge at people, that's doesn't make for a good experience, and so we don't allow that.
Sure. With the campground, is it mostly for RVs? Is it tent? Is it a little bit of both?
Yes, it's a little bit of both. We have we have campsites for tent camping, which have water and electric. We also have primitive campsites. There are people that want to pay less, and if you want to pay less and you just want to be primitive, we do have the bathhouse, and so you can go shower still. Definitely. And we are doing the eclipse events. We have a Dig the Eclipse experience going on April 8th, 2024. We have a lot of things that we've never offered before that we're going to be offering that day only.
Okay. So what kinds of things, you know, are y'all planning on offering for that?
Well, we're going to have an author there, again, a very well-known author of rocks. He will be there to give a presentation and autograph his books. We're going to be offering wire wrapping classes, and we're going to be offering yoga, sound bath, and we have something that we've never done before that we can't quite announce because it will be dependent on the commercial mining operation at that time.
Okay.
So
definitely sounds like plenty of fun for now and even, you know, here in about 11 months.
Yeah, can you believe it? We're so excited about that eclipse experience. You know, Jesseville has very low light pollution, mm-hmm. Which is so important when you're wanting to watch the eclipse. And so we have a lot of our campsites are already booked, and a lot of people planning to come for the metaphysical experience of crystal digging during an eclipse. It's huge.
Right. Okay, great. So, you know, how can people get in touch with y'all? Website, phone number?
Mm-hmm. RonColemanMining.com, and our phone number is 501-984-5396.
Okay, and like you said, y'all are open 8 to 6 currently.
And we open 12 months a year.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I appreciate you coming out and talking to us today.
Thank you for inviting me and allowing me to get the word out about Ron Coleman Mining. We hope people will come visit.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.